Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. And you guys, it's our favorite episode of the year. It's the end of 2022, and we are going to be sharing some of our absolute favorite things. Unfortunately, Bea, our co-host, is not feeling well today, but luckily she shared her list with us as well. So,
oh yeah, guys, get feeling better, Bea.
Let's just get going. What's on your favorite things of 2022?
Ooh, I've got some stuff in here.
I'm going to jump in. And I feel like I'm the, I know everyone loves their Apple Watch and their health ring, but I have fallen in love with the Fitbit Lux.
Ooh.
Mainly because I can wear my other favorite thing, which is my Tiffany blue watch, mm-hmm, on one wrist. And then the other wrist, I wear my Fitbit Lux, which is smaller.
Oh, it's so cute.
That is, okay,
it is,
that
cute.
That is really cute. Oh, that's cute.
And it takes, I love that. It keeps track of steps and all the health things. It also tracks all my sleep. But my favorite thing, that's actually my number one favorite thing for 2022, is my Fitbit Lux.
That's a symbol for you of 2022. Yeah.
It is. Yeah,
it is. Yes. It really is.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, while you're doing your Fitbit Lux, one of my very favorite things, which actually Sarah now has a pair of, are the Athleta 7/8 leggings, which we, yes, will put links for you guys in the show notes on here. But those things are like butter and they are magic. And if you don't have a pair or two, you probably should. So
what does 7/8 mean?
Like, and I'm guessing that's the length. I'm also short, so it's probably looks full length on me instead of cropped. It's like they're not cropped, but they're like, I'm guessing it's like a slightly, you know, it's not like a full pant length. It's like slightly, mm-hmm, at the ankle, right? So it's 7/8 of a length.
The best thing about those.
So comfy.
Yes. And the pocket for your phone and for your AirPods is, mm-hmm, perfection. Like they're, mm-hmm, soft. They've got the pocket. Mm-hmm. Seychelle got
high-waisted
into these. Yes. Yep.
But, mm-hmm, they're not running clothes or anything like that. It's just comfortable stuff.
No, they're running.
You could run in them.
Oh, they're running.
You could run in them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You could run in them, but you could also just lounge watching a Christmas movie in them. So they're just so comfortable.
Because I got some, I mean, sorry, Athleta, but I got some running pants from Athleta and they just tore up. They didn't do well. I mean, maybe I should have taken them back, but.
I love their pants. I have bought these twice. That, you should get them.
Okay.
Like, try these.
Okay.
I'll send you the link. It's also in the show notes.
I'm looking at Sarah's list. There's quite a few comfortable things on there.
Yeah. What else you got on there?
I love the, Spanx pants in general, I love. Like, so they're work pants. They're called the perfect work pants. They're Spanx.
Your list says perfect dress pants.
Yes, perfect dress pants. Spanx, okay. Perfect dress pants. Yeah. But my favorite is the Spanx like sweatpants. I'll get the actual name in the show notes, but they're the softest, like they're super baggy, but they're the best, like comfy, like put on a Christmas movie, put and have some hot chocolate and a sweatshirt and you're good. So love those.
I love that. And I was saying to someone the other day, I said, you know, one of the best things to come out of COVID is these sort of like brands for women,
yes,
that are slightly dressier and super comfortable. I could remember, yes, like even a couple years ago, Jay would have these like really stretchy Oxfords that were like so comfortable and really nice. And I was like, where's the women's version of that?
Everything totally
we have is so uncomfortable. And so way to go. Athleta, Lulu, all those, mm-hmm, things.
Thanks.
Great job.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, you guys, you know what's on my favorite?
Mm-hmm.
What is, and we're launching something today.
today
is launch day. I can't believe we didn't leave with this. So today we are launching our Her Best Life lifestyle boutique.
Woo! So
all so kinds of favorite things in there available now, just in time for the holidays. Cute sweatshirts, workout gear, water bottles. These really cute.
So cute.
What is that?
The zip up.
So cute. It's totally cute.
That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And then actually the best seller from our event And for those of you guys that don't know, this is another company that we're involved with. It's called Her Best Life. And this is the store that we're launching. So go to herbestlife.com/store. But the most popular thing that sold at our event, according to Miss Margo, was those mirror clings. I don't know if you guys
love those.
Knew that. They say like slay the day. And then what I love about it is it comes in a pack of two. So you get to keep one and put it on your mirror, and then you get to give it to a friend who needs it. So great stocking stuffer.
And there's multiple motivational things. Mm-hmm. So not just slay the day, but you can pick what you want from those.
I'm an empire builder. Mm-hmm. I'm an empire builder. That's on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should give that to like everybody. I need to buy about 10 of those.
Yeah.
That is so powerful. I don't know if our listeners know that story, but when we first launched the podcast, we were in front of 10,000 people, and we each introduced ourselves as our name, saying, "I'm an empire builder." So it was Sarah Reynolds, "I'm an empire builder." Seychelle Vianpool, "I'm an empire builder." Wendy Papazian, "I'm an empire builder." Via Williams, "I'm an empire builder." Yeah. And then other women started doing that. And just saying that, I had a woman come up to me last week, just saying the power of saying that. And I just think about if you have that cleaned on your mirror while you're getting ready, it's just like so powerful to look at yourself and just say like, "I am an empire builder." And what a powerful affirmation for our listeners to use.
I just pulled them all up. So one says, "I'm an investor. I am brave. I am an empire builder. Why not me? I am enough. I am smart. I am strong. I dream big and rise and slay. I face the fire." So I good.
I love it.
Yeah, those are great. Super awesome. While we're on the stocking stuffers, I have two other great stocking stuffers for you. One, which we gave this January at our Empire Circle retreat, is that the Ordinary High Spreadability Serum that makes you look like Photoshopped on your face, but you don't have to because it just makes your pores look amazing. And it's really reasonably priced and amazing. It's one of my favorite serums. And also hair product lately that I'm loving is called Heart of Glass. And like I have very curly, lots of things going on with my hair, and it really helps tame the mane and make it look really fabulous. So the Heart of Glass products are really great.
I have a hair thing too.
What is it?
So mine's really cheap. It's Batiste dry shampoo. And it's the tropical flavor. So if you want to smell like tropical coconuts, which I don't know, for some reason I've been feeling like that lately, you can buy it anywhere, Target, grocery store, or wherever. It's like $6, but it's called Batiste dry shampoo, and you got to get the tropical version. So, I mean, for anybody on your list, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to know about your shoes. What shoes are you guys doing these days? Like workout or for running around town? What are you wearing?
So I have had major issues with not liking running or honestly walking because I have horrible pain that shoots up my leg every time I walk or run, which is why I love the Peloton. That was last year's favorite things. It's still a favorite thing of mine is my Peloton. But my husband was determined to help me find shoes that I don't have pain in. And so I have fallen in love with the brand Brooks. And so those shoes have helped me so much. Super light. You can, I've been able to walk, run in them and not have pain. So that has been huge for me is Brooks tennis shoes, running
shoes. George for the wind. They have a nice wide toe box.
Yes.
Brooks do. Yes.
Yeah.
I need those wide ones too. Well, I've got some really fun ones. It's Kariuma sneakers. I don't know. You guys probably get their Instagram ads all the time. But they're super cute. They're very sustainable. They plant two trees in Brazil to help with reforestation for every pair of shoes that they sell. And they're just really cute. Those are remember the little yellow guys that I had? Yeah, that's that brand. So it's Kariuma. Cool. Yeah, they're really cute.
I like those. I've been doing, since we're in cold weather right now, the Sorrel brand for their little winter boots or booties. Mm-hmm. They've got some really cute, like little stylish booties that I've been rocking, and they work for Texas, but also for the snow in Michigan. So I can double up on location, which is really nice. And those have been some favorites too.
Love that.
What about like experiences? Do you guys have any favorite experiences?
Well, Her Best Life. Perfect. We just got done. We just got done. Yes. We just got done with the event.
Join the Empire Circle.
Yeah.
No, we just got done with Her Best Life 2022. And we got to participate a lot this year. Mm-hmm. And so when I say our favorite experiences, I'm actually being very serious. It was an amazing experience to be able to really be part of the Her Best Life community, not just in terms of running it, but actually participating in the event. And so we already have our next one planned for next year in September. Ticket sales are already selling quickly for that. But it made a big impact on my life this year. And so I just wanted to make sure to share that with our listeners. So
it was so awesome to get to be a participant this year, because usually we're like in the driver's seat as far as all the operations stuff. And so actually getting to participate this year was so special. It was awesome. Yes.
It really was. Awesome. It really was.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, I don't have an experience, but I do honestly, okay, for all of our listeners, this is going to be your number one stocking stuffer, guaranteed, 100%. This is going to be the stocking stuffer, not for your children, okay, not for kids, but for anybody else on your list. Okay, have you seen these things? There are these little rechargeable electric lighters. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
No.
My mother-in-law gave one to me. I gave one to everyone on my team. They cost nothing. They're like $11 on Amazon.
Okay.
But it's like a tiny little taser that you use to light your candles with, except it's electric. So
what?
I push this button. It's the coolest thing. I'm serious. Like you should just go if you've got cool. Uncles, mother-in-law, and I'm not, you know, I'm not making a dime off of this, guys. I can promise you, we did these little prize things for our team, and this was far and away everybody's favorite prize. Like everyone was thanking me because it's fun. It's like a little tiny taser. And you push a button and it makes a good noise. It's like zzz, like that. And you're basically zapping the candle wick with electricity.
Wow.
And you magically light the candle with no fire.
Wow.
Actually, your kids probably would like it. Your kids, you're both of your
I'm like, all Quinn your, would absolutely
not Lincoln.
Be doing that.
Yeah. Not Lincoln, but like anybody, any kid five and older.
I think that's awesome.
I'm just processing, Wendy, that you're not making a dime off of this. I mean, I'm making millions off of everything I'm mentioning. That's sarcasm.
It's like our
podcast. We're not making,
like we do. It's like our podcast. Minting. Right? We're minting. Just printing money off of it.
One of these days.
You know, I have a couple of experiences for you. So one thing is to create an experience at home. And Wendy, actually, one of your list, which is a shippable that you put on your list, coordinates with this. And so something that we did in our backyard, they were actually literally redid yesterday because a tree fell and took it down. But cafe lights in the backyard creates such an amazing experience. And it's not crazy expensive to do it, but it just creates such a nice ambiance. So we put it on a timer and it's those LED cafe lights. Like Costco has them, you can get them on Amazon. But it makes me so happy to look out our window and see it. And
I love that.
The other thing I was going to pair with that is like just ordering in your favorite sushi as an experience on your favorite patio. I mean, just like creating an experience, even if it's at home or if you're going out, we were talking before recording, like to your favorite sporting event, like a Mavs game for Nick. But like even just thinking about some of those experiences, that's something we've really been thinking about over the holidays is like, what experiences do we want to do and have? And so, you know, whatever that is for you, I think that's always one that's a gift that keeps on giving, which is really fun.
Well, I love that. And if you're on the fence between sushi at home and the electric lighter, go for the lighter.
But you could also light a candle outside
you have the candle.
Under your cafe lights and it would be magical.
you zap the candle under the lights with your sushi.
Like
it's the perfect.
It's perfect.
Well, I have something to add to this whole ambiance experience thing. So I did something really fun. So it's like on the top of my mind, but I had a mom's night out. And we went to this local company in Austin. It's called Boxt, B-O-X-T. And it's really interesting because these are wine connoisseurs. Like normally when you get box wine, the wine is kind of like, not that good, yeah. but it's nice because it lasts. And this is actually wine. It's all from Napa Valley. It is blended, but it is fantastic. So we did, we tasted 8 kinds of wine and every single one of them was delicious. Like I said, yeah. sometimes you drink this mm-hmm. box wine. But what I like about it is you can, the wine lasts 6 weeks. It's 4 bottles, right? Awesome. So sometimes if you're having a party or maybe you're having
yeah.
Thanksgiving or something like that, it's very affordable. It's $59 for the box.
Yeah.
And you can set it up on delivery. So it just comes to your house. Every month, every couple months, awesome. Whatever you need. And then you're never like sort of short for wine. And it's, like I said, it was all really delicious wine. It's B-O-X-T. So.
Ooh, that's super fun.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
I have a female stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. So I have very small eyes. And so I want them to look bigger. And I don't do, eyelashes yet. I might, I don't know. But what I love is the Christian Dior 3D Eye Maximizer Serum that you put on before your, mascara. And it helps make your eyelashes a little bit bigger and, really helps your eyes pop a little bit more. So ooh. That's one of my favorite things.
I mean, I've never noticed you have small eyes, by the way. So just so you know, I think they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautifully blue. They're gorgeous, gorgeous, darling. The other thing, as far as like for the ladies, something that I love to do like a couple times a year is that Rent the Runway, where you're giving the gift of a designer outfit. And when you do the monthly subscription, it's great because you can get 4 or 8 outfits in a month. And it's so fun because you get to try a bunch of things you never would normally try. And so that's another gift of an experience that you can give somebody that might be something fun that they wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves, but gives them something cool and fun to try on. And, you know, now that the world is way more open than it has been the last couple of years, you have great places to go, which is really fun too. So that's a great one.
Well, yeah. And if you wanted to give someone an experience, you could gift them a ticket to Her Best Life, which is in September next year. Yeah. I think they're still $300 off of retail price through the end of the year. So mm-hmm. something, a really nice stocking stuffer, like a really nice
one. Like, I don't know what there was a stat on this about what people remember, and giving a gift of an experience, they will remember the experience
absolutely.
Far more than once the lighter stops zapping.
No, I mean, the exception to that would be the lighter. That would be the one exception.
Penny's just lighting everything on fire. That's really
what's
happening.
Well, I think it's because what's happening is the lighter creates an experience. It because does. Of the zapping is what I'm mm-hmm. sensing from Wendy is like you get both of those things.
It is true. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. That's really fun. Something else that's kind of tiny that would be a really good stocking stuffer is I think you guys remember Gary interviewed, I can't remember her name, Alyssa. She is mm-hmm. the person who started Milk and Honey Salon. She's mm-hmm. actually a local Austin business person, and her company is is expanding all over the country now. But one of the things that they're known for is they have really nice products. Mm-hmm. And they have this stuff. It's called Milk and Honey Lip Butter. It's like a little goes a long way. It's only like $12 and just super delicious. You can go to, I think it's just Google Milk and Honey Salon and then go to their products. And it's
you put the link in
literally,
the show
notes too, though. So you can everybody who tastes it, they're like, wow, that's amazing.
So. Delicious. Ooh, I like that. That sounds really
good. Should we do one of Via's here before we forget?
Yeah.
Well, I love the detail of the anything from West Elm. Thank you, Mia.
Just all West Elm.
Yeah, just store. Just go to the store. I mean, go there
and get West Elm.
Okay. Cute. This is super interesting. Oh, I might need to get one of these for Jay. This is, it's called a Cryosphere. I just looked it up on Amazon. Cold Massage Rollerball. $25. Massage ball for cold and heat. Relief, myofascial release, trigger point therapy, muscle knots, deep tissue ice massager.
Wow.
About the size of a baseball. So yeah, that looks kind of cool. That one,
I like that
one for the win. Yeah.
And then one of her other things when she was an anti-influencer was her eyewear that she got to be an influencer for called Caddies, but she actually really loves them. So it's actually an influencer for a brand she loves called Caddies. It's Caddis Eye Appliances. Their reading glasses are really fantastic, which is why she was teasing that she was an anti-influencer on that. And if you have
it's
like-
It's not Caddis.
Maybe. It could be. Okay. I'm not the influencer for them. I don't know. So- Caddies, Caddis, let me know, and maybe I can be an influencer for you too.
Caddis. Yeah. Caddis.
These are cute, but they're definitely
cute.
They're expensive.
Yeah. I have a child size head, and so eyewear often looks like I borrowed my parents' eyewear. And so if you have a smaller head size that might be child size or maybe a little larger, the French Connection sunglasses are really great.
That's good to know. I actually have a peanut head as well.
I do. Yeah.
No, I have one as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. The French Connection ones, they fit like a dream. So, and they're not very expensive and they're really cute and funky and fun. So check out those. Those are really fun.
It's funny. You never really know. You can't really, it's not like you can walk up to someone and tell whether they have a big head or a small head, unless they have like a really big or a really small head.
I know a couple of people that have really huge heads and you can tell. I will tell you that.
Okay. What about you, Sarah? Are you on the small side or the big side?
I have a big head, I think. Well, I don't know. Probably
normal?
medium to big is probably where I would put my head size. Very round face. but Bia's list is for sure adulting. Like another favorite of hers is a toothbrush. I mean, that is like
reading glasses and massage ball.
Yes.
Pretty cute.
We could totally make fun of our co-host right now with her favorite things.
And then she's got tummy
list.
Control workout pants.
Yes. Ooh. I bet those feel great though. I bet those feel awesome these. On.
And okay, then anything so when, West Elm.
Where are you shopping right now? Where's your favorite place to shop? If someone's like, I don't know what to get someone, but I want to go to a store and pick out something cool for them. Like, where are you finding, whether it's regular clothes, workout clothes, design stuff, where are you going?
So I get asked now on Instagram and Facebook constantly where I got something. Awesome. So I would love just for the listeners to hear. I have become quite the online shopping ever since I've lost weight. I feel good about myself. So I like to buy different clothes. Yeah. And to be honest, I never could shop at these stores before. And so I'm learning like new stores. And so it's been really fun. But for our listeners, I love White House Black Market. That's one of my favorites to get like professional clothes. Also good style. So New York & Company, which was my second job ever. I worked at New York & Company in the mall in college. They now only sell clothes online, but their dresses are amazing, and very inexpensive, and they look nice. The Loft and Taylor. I just got some stuff from Boston Proper, and that's been fun. That's a new one. And the Nordstrom Rack. If you like something at Nordstrom, look first at Nordstrom Rack. You will save so much 100%. Money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much money. Mm-hmm.
The thing shoes, about Nordstrom clothes. Rack is, yeah, you can't go in like looking for something. Like you can't just have like too much of a mission when you're there, but you can go to the house. I go to the
They're online. You can get online. So much online. Oh,
well, especially like evening gowns. Like if you're not doing Rent the Runway, you can just order like 3 or 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's a pain to try all that stuff on, and then it gets shipped to your house. You just return 3 or 4 of them, and it's very inexpensive. I mean, not you know, it's not cheap, but it, like you could spend $2,000 on one of those dresses, and it might be like $250. You know, at the rent.
Oh yeah. So, yeah. Same with shoes. So, Say asked about shoe brands, and I was like blanking because I just look by the ones that look good. I don't know what brand they are, but on at Nordstrom Rack. And they're way inexpensive.
For shoes, also Saks off Fifth Avenue also has equally great shoe options. And they sometimes carry a lot more like of the dressy variety with amazing designers in store too. But their online is really great. So if you like Nordy Rack for shoes, you would also love Saks off Fifth Avenue for shoes.
I have not been there. Great options.
The other one I would add to your shopping is the Banana Republic or Banana Republic Factory. They've been running some crazy, amazing sales with some really cute styles. Like, I feel like their fashion is back for a little while. I was like, I don't know how I feel about you, but we're back. We're back in friendship, but they've got some really cute stuff right now, too.
Love that.
And I like Athleta, too. Just, I love their Athleta pants. They're super comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes they have things that are a little dressier, and sometimes it's very, very athleisure. Yeah. But their pants, especially, I have many, many, their pants really work for me.
Where do your hubby shop?
Can I give you 2 local female entrepreneur stores you got to check out online real quick?
Yes.
They're locally owned in Dallas, but Dallas is known as like one of the shopping capitals of the world. We have so many like retail headquarters here, but there's 2 that are really cool. One is called DLM. So D for dog, L for Larry, M for Martha. Don't know if I gave those letters right, but you know what I, or like the acronyms right, but DLM. And it's a former Neiman Marcus buyer that started her own store. And she actually started it as a men's store first and now has women's too. And it's awesome and darling. And their stuff is like amazing quality. You can find all the cool, like coolest, greatest brands, like that are all luxury and fabulous. She's darling too. And just really funny and savvy. So DLM, and actually across the street from her is another store called Beatnik. Beatnik. And if you're like a little bit more, you want like something a little bit more funky, like kind of fun, like flirty, different, her stuff, Lindsay's stuff at Beatnik is really neat. So those are 2 like female entrepreneurs. If you want to shop local for the holidays, but support a female entrepreneur and find something really off the beaten path, that would be really neat. Those 2 stores are awesome.
Nice. I Googled that. It. It's cute
stuff. They're great. They're really great.
Cute stuff.
Where are you shopping for men?
And this is perfect because I'm actually going shopping this afternoon. It's Friday fun day for me. So podcast in the morning, shopping the afternoon.
I love that. Well, I wanted to do a plug for our guys or to help with it because my husband is a big guy. He's got big muscles and is literally double the width of me. And I'm not wide. And so he's double the width. He's a big guy. And so finding clothes has always been.
What size
been,
are you? I'm double Sarah. I'm double Sarah.
Double Sarah. And so he has Ralph Lauren carries stuff for like tall and bigger guys, which I don't think they had been really known for that. But he has been just so happy this year to have really nice looking clothes that fit him well. And so if anyone's shopping for, they have regular size people stuff too, obviously, but Ralph Lauren has been really specializing in bigger guy clothes. So if your hubby's in that category, get him something.
I love that.
Well, Jay likes Howler Brothers. That's a local Austin company. I think you can buy that anywhere now though, but they have really great stuff. And I'm trying to remember the other brands that he buys. He's good at shopping, so I don't really shop for him. He's quite a few packages show up at our house. I'll just
Nick will buy something forever. So it's like,
yeah.
So will Jay. Yeah, Jay's the same guy. Yeah.
George is like that too.
Yeah.
I wish I were like that, but I'm not really.
Mm-mm. No,
well, that's why I like Rent the Runway. I mean, that is for me 100%, especially all the like speaking and all the stuff I post on social media. I just love, I love doing it. I feel like it's very affordable.
Yeah.
And you get to mix it up and you've got your basic stuff at home and then you get your fun stuff. So
I love that. That's awesome. Well, you guys, stuff. I think this gives, if you haven't done all your shopping yet and you're needing ideas, hopefully this gives you some great ones, and we'll put links in the show notes on this one so you can just click and buy, which will be awesome. And you know, just maybe tell them to send us millions while you're doing it, but we're not getting endorsements on it. These are just legit favorites. So,
we'll be putting our non-affiliate links in the show notes.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we hope you enjoyed today and enjoy joining us for some of our favorite things, and share some of your favorite things with us too, on Instagram or email us. We would love to hear what you enjoy as well, or leave it in a review and we'll go check it out too. But we hope you enjoyed it. Have a great end of the year and happy holidays. And
happy holidays.
Go build a big business and an even bigger life. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.